Ms. Dee Wallace is an acclaimed actress, coach, author, lecturer, talk show host, and an inspirational healer of the heart from the United States. A tremendously gifted actress who has appeared in over 150 films and many popular TV shows, Ms. Wallace is best known for her role as the protagonist Elliot's mother in the heartwarming movie directed by Mr. Steven Spielberg, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Ms. Dee Wallace, who has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show, Good Morning America, and other national TV shows, has been called the irreverent healer for the fun and lively energy she brings as she shows people how they too can overcome fears and live a joyful life. She is the author of three uplifting books, with her newest one released in 2011 titled Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting.
Bright Light is a journey of my entire career, mm-hmm. and I tell some good stories about all the great directors. I mean, Blake Edwards, Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, Joe Dante, Rob Zombie. I mean, I've worked with some really big guys, uh-huh. and I tell a lot of my stories. And through those stories is my spiritual journey of what I had, what I lost, how I lost it, how all those quiet little fears back in Kansas about being small mm-hmm. or not deserving, mm-hmm. How they just weaved their way through my career and my life, and I would learn and I'd forget, and I would learn and I'd forget. And it's everybody's story. I mean, the response has been so amazing because people write in every day going, oh my gosh, Dee, I picked it up to read about you and to read about, you know, your career, and I found me.
Born and raised in a relatively remote Kansas State, USA, Dee Wallace was drawn to performing at a very young age.
I was dancing and acting and performing, you know, by the time I was 2, I think. I was just so naive, it never occurred to me that I couldn't do what I wanted to do. So I went off to be a dancer, and I was a ballet dancer in the Midwest, a big fish in a very little pond, and didn't really have the build to go any further. So I went, all right, I'll be an actress. As long as I can create something, I'm okay.
In a career that first took her to New York City and then to Hollywood, it was Ms. Wallace's innocent faith in her own destiny that made things happen.
I went to a party and some of the biggest agents were there, and they said, you know, we think you ought to come by the office on Monday. I went, oh, really? What do you do? And they started sending me out, and I literally had like $4.29 left in my account. And I booked my first national commercial for United Airlines. Would you like to see what I did?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. I was the friendship girl. I turned around and smiled that Kansas smile and made $30,000 that year from it. Everything just kind of fell into place. And I think that happens when you trust. Mm-hmm. And that happens when you just go, okay, well, so I'm afraid. I'm going to go do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Or, no, that isn't fear. That's exciting. I'm just excited. That's what it is. And any actor will tell you before you walk out on stage, panic and fear and excitement, very much the same. You know, it's just a different perspective that you take on it. Mm-hmm. So but I think when you have that naive trust in the world, you let go. And when you let go, all possibilities can come into your field for you. Mm-hmm. And it's a lesson I have had to relearn in my life.
Dee Wallace's life would be a journey of overcoming a difficult family background that involved alcoholism, a journey of bringing love and healing to herself. As her acting career took off, Ms. Dee Wallace was eventually asked to co-star in a major Hollywood movie.
One of your the roles you're most known for is the mother on E.T., which is one of the all-time greatest films.
That's the theme music. I went to audition for a not-so-well-known Steven Spielberg film called Used Cars. Mm-hmm. And fortunately was not hired for that one. But Steven loved my childlike quality. And he really wanted everybody in the film to be as a child, except for the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So when E.T. came along, I just got the offer. Wow. For it. In the time I left Kansas, and I had never been out of Kansas in my life, mm-hmm. and starred in what was then the biggest blockbuster of all time was a little under 5 years. It's unheard of. It's just unheard of, you know?
That's amazing.
And then, and I again talk about this in Bright Light, I got there too fast and too big. And that subconscious little Kansas voice went, "You can't ever be this big, Deanna."
Ms. Wallace then found herself struggling within.
I was angry. I was a victim. I was unhappy, and I was blaming everybody else. And I fell to my knees right in there and wailing at God and going, "I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back," because I could remember it, but I just couldn't find it again. And I want a way that we can heal ourselves. And the first word I heard was, "Use the light within you to heal, E.T." Mm-hmm. Because, of course, in my perception, I'd gone like this, and then after E.T., gone like this. Mm-hmm. So I had been blaming E.T. for whatever reason it was, mm-hmm. because we always want to blame something that's outside of us, mm-hmm. right? I got up and I went, "I don't know what that means, but I know it's the truth." Mm-hmm. And so I thought, all right, I have to get my light back so that I can heal. It was terribly hard, but it's brought me to all my healing work, you know, and now I'm touching people all over the world every day. I really do think I was here to learn the message that E.T. was all about, quite frankly, mm-hmm. which is you're the only one that can take you home.
Yeah.
And you will never get home if you turn your heart light off.
In the greatly acclaimed film E.T., a sweet extraterrestrial being gets stranded on Earth and befriends a lonely human boy named Elliot. Elliot and his siblings, including his younger sister, played by Drew Barrymore, try to help E.T. call home for help without getting caught by their mother, played by Ms. Wallace.
Everything is brought into manifestation as light lowered into a physical form. We must take responsibility for the direction of our light.
As Ms. Wallace learned to heal herself and choose to be the loving presence she is, she began to assist others. Today, her Conscious Creation radio show and private consultations have helped countless people develop their inner potential and change their lives for the better.
I had one of the largest acting studios in LA when all of this information started coming in. I'm sure that the universe set it up that way because I had 80 students ongoing that could and did help me develop this work.
I remember hearing you speak of a woman, she wanted to get beyond something, and you told her she had to forgive the person who did it to her.
This is somebody that came up at a workshop. I didn't even know her name, had never met her. And she looked at me. And she said, "I'll never forgive them." I mean, with this vehemence, you know. And I said, "But you just said I would do anything to cure this disease." "Well, I'll never forgive them." Well, in that moment, we make our choice, you see. We take our light and we go focus it toward unforgiveness, create anger, create victimness, instead of, oh, that's all I have to do? That's all I have to do to be free? That's all I have to do to be well? Wow. You bet, in this moment right now, I forgive him. Most of us just aren't asking. You know, the ask and you receive. Well, in the original Hebrew, ask is claim or demand. I demand to know, and then I receive. So, the biggest thing that I see working with people is that they don't want to give up their stories, because then they don't have anybody to blame, and they have nobody to point the finger at, and they have to assume full responsibility for their lives. And in that moment is total freedom.
It's interesting how our upbringing programs us both in the positive and the negative. Oh, yeah. You didn't know better. You went to New York and you were in the right place at the right time because you didn't know you couldn't be.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, your upbringing all of a sudden told you this is too big for me. How do we get beyond the imprinting we receive as a child? We're all born with bright light, and then things happen in our childhood. How do we get beyond that?
First of all, you have to be conscious. Mm-hmm. You have to hold the intention of wanting to know all your limitations, all your fearful thought. Mm-hmm. The desire and the intention has to be there in a seed before the rest of it can mm-hmm. blossom for you. But if you are holding that intention and saying, no matter what I have to know about me, no matter what I need to let go of, no matter what story I have to give up, mm-hmm. I'm willing to do that to be my light again. Mm-hmm. The information will come to you. It will be made known to you. You will hear, because the voice is your voice.
Through an ongoing, busy, and fulfilling acting career, writing, and giving lectures, Ms. Wallace constantly reaches out to others, inviting them to use their own inner light power to create the healing that they wish for in their lives.
That's why I love the term grace of power. It is the grace of knowing that you're God, and that these things and more will you do also, but you have to direct the light of you and hold the belief that miracles happen now. Not that they happen later, not that they happen by somebody else. We are the creators of our own life.
Our grateful appreciation, Ms. D. Wallace, for sharing with us your insight and wonderful love-filled energy. We wish you the very best in your inspirational journey as we each discover and create our own with divine grace. May your light continue to shine for all the world to see.
Hi, I'm D. Wallace, and you're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green.
For more information on Ms. D. Wallace's speaking engagements and books, including Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting, please visit www.imdwallace.com. Ms. D. Wallace's book, Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting, is available at www.imdwallace.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.